Hallelujah. Also appreciate all of those that are watching the retreat on live stream. I know I talked to Torberts yesterday, and they were wanting to make sure that was going to take place. And just a lot of folks last night, looked several hundred, were getting to enjoy these services because of that technology. So we appreciate that. Appreciate our tech helping us during the retreat. Also appreciate that. And just to everyone who's made it possible. Amen. I enjoyed that ministry last night, and so glad Brother Tom could be here again this morning to minister. Brother Tom, come. Let's give our camp evangelist a hand of appreciation this morning. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for allowing me to be here. Thank you for allowing us to be here. My wife, my son, and my daughter. And just allowing us to be a part of this truth retreat. Of course, we've been a part of this now for 15, 16 years, something of that nature. And I can tell you, my kids have grown up. I have two older daughters that are married. They grew up in this camp atmosphere, and their lives have been changed because of it. And so we're glad to be here, glad to be able to serve Pastor Goodwin and assist him in the camps and the retreats and whatever we can do to assist him. Would you let Pastor Goodwin know, and Sister Goodwin, their family, and of course their family are all married as well, grew up with our family, but would you let them know we love them and appreciate them for the vision? Nothing happens without vision and leadership. Thank God for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're so thankful for them. And just appreciate them so much. My, didn't the Lord have his way here last night? I know you're still half asleep. It's Saturday morning. But I said, my, didn't the Lord have his way last night? Glory to God. I need. A girl and a boy. To stand up right now. The Lord did something for you last night. I'm going to let you testify. Amen. Lord did something for you last night. You want to testify. Stand up. Praise God. Come up here, girl. Is there a boy? Yeah, boy over here. The Lord did something for you last night. If you didn't, we'll spend 2 hours with you in the altar today. Make sure the Lord. No, I'm playing. Anybody else? All right. Going once, twice, three times. Where's that young lady? There she is. I think she's right there. Come here, girl. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't remember her name. What's your name? Maddie? And yours? Brianna? Oh, y'all come on up here. Amen. I want you to just testify. Don't preach now. Testify. And tell this truth retreat crowd what the Lord and all those that have joined us live. Would you welcome all of those that are watching live? Come on, would you let them know we're glad they're with us? But these girls are going to testify. Tell us what the Lord did for them.
When I came up here to pray, I was praying to forgive my father and my mother for what they did to me. I'm sorry. They did horrible things to me. And I realized something last night, that I can finally forgive them. It took me a long time to forgive them, and I praise the Lord that I can finally forgive them and let all that anger and sorrow go.
Glory, glory. Amen. Love you, Brianna. Amen. That's what Jesus does. You know it? Praise God. Maddie?
Last night, the Lord refilled me with the Holy Ghost, and I just thank him for that. That's what I've been praying for.
Praise God. What did the Lord do last night?
He refilled me with the Holy Ghost. Refilled me with the Holy Ghost.
Oh, somebody give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. My, my. Glory. Well, well, the Lord is a mighty God. Somebody say, that's my Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to open your Bibles with me. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel. And a familiar, of course, passage of Scripture out of the book of Ezekiel, this mighty book of prophecy, so filled with prophecy. And thank God for it. And Ezekiel chapter 37, the prophecy of the restoration of Israel as a nation. But this passage as well is for us today. I believe as the Holy Spirit has pulled this passage out for us to examine today. We're going to go from here with to another passage in the New Testament, 2 Timothy chapter 2. So you might want to turn there and mark that. But these passages of Scripture the Holy Spirit has pulled out of the 66-volume book called the Bible for us to examine, for us to hear today what thus saith the Lord. And if you would stand with me, and we're going to read the book of Ezekiel chapter 37. Let's begin in verse number 7. So I prophesied, the prophet Ezekiel said, as I was commanded. Hallelujah. And as I prophesied, as I preached and declared forth the word of God, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. When I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Hallelujah. Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man. Say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, what a prayer, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So as I prophesied, as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Woo! Praise God Almighty. Father, help me this morning. I'm dependent on you, God. For without you, I can do nothing. But Jesus, it is through you that I can do all things. As you work through me today, help me to declare your mind. Help me to declare your intention, your counsel to these young people today. For Lord, you have divine intentions about their life, about their future, great God, in their present. Father, we just believe and we rejoice in what you've done, Lord, for all of these young people and for Brianna. God and Maddie, this morning we thank you, God, that you are God who has moved in Brianna's past. And as Paul said, she now, Lord God, is able with your help to turn her back on the past, forgetting those which things which are behind. She's chosen to press forward to the mark, the prize of the high calling. Give her grace, give her healing, give her full restoration. Oh, God, body, soul, mind, and spirit. In Jesus' precious name, thank you for your word. Help me to preach it. Move in these altars. Advance us against the kingdom of darkness that Christ might be glorified. Lucifer be terrified because of it. And all the imps of darkness. And everybody shout amen. Turn to your neighbor now and tell him we're going to give the devil anxiety fits. Amen. Praise God. Don't you know he's having anxiety fits this morning? Whoa, praise God Almighty. What God done here last night. And they stood up on their feet an exceeding great army. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 3, he said to Timothy, Paul did, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth. Young people, we're in a war. Somebody shout, we're in a war. We said it last night. We're in a conflict. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he or she may please him. The Lord God, our general, Jesus Christ, who had chosen him, great God, to be a soldier. Hallelujah. Woo! Paul said, who has chosen him to be a soldier. And there stood up an exceeding great army. What a prophecy. What a prophecy. What a picture of Ezekiel the prophet, took by the hand of God through the power of the Holy Spirit, transported out to a valley by way of vision, transported to a valley full of dead bones. And the bones were scattered all over the valley. And God set him down in the midst of them. And I can see Ezekiel walking around among the scattered bones of death that filled that valley. Oh, great God. God said to him, man of God, can these bones live? He said, God, only you know. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. He said, well, you're about to stand up and you're going to preach right here in this valley of bones. And you're going to preach and you're going to preach. You're going to declare my word until these bones come to life. Shout amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on, pastors. It ain't fair to say I've been in that church before. Come on. Woo, help us, Lord. No. He said, you're going to prophesy. You're going to declare. You're going to preach until they come to life. Hallelujah to God. I'm thankful for God. It's just like God to work in a place that everybody else has forgotten about. It's like God to work in a place that everybody else has forgotten about. It's like God to work in a place that seemingly is done, it's completed, it's finished, it's dead. Come on, somebody. Oh, it's like God to work in that valley that's lonely. Nothing going on there. But our God can move. Would you shout amen? He can move anywhere, in any circumstance, in any predicament of life. They may have counted you out, young person. They may have already counted you out. They may have already marked you off of their list. They may have already turned their backs and forgotten about you. But I'm telling you something this morning. That's exactly where God likes to work. Would you shout amen? Hallelujah. Woo! I can tell you, and I'm not against those teenagers that are marching for gun control and all of that, although I would say they have been greatly deceived by the liberalistic spirit of Antichrist that is sweeping this nation from border to border, from sea to sea. You hearing me? Because they not only want our guns, they want our Bibles. They want to cut us off from God. They want to take and push the church out of existence, that liberal spirit that we see. But I hurt for them because they've been deceived. But they're all over the news. They're all over the CBS, NBC, all of it. They're on there. They're giving their speeches. Come on, somebody. Everybody knows those young people. Everybody's seen those teenagers walk out of class. They've seen them standing, giving their speeches and waving their placards. Come on, somebody. I don't discount those 17 young people who innocently were murdered and lost their life. I don't discount the horror of the tragedy that happened. My God, my heart weeps every time that happens. Come on, somebody. But I'm just saying, America sees those group of teenagers. They know them. They see them on television. Come on, whether they agree or disagree with what they have got to say. Come on, they're getting ready to march to Washington, D.C. Everybody sees them. Everybody knows them. But hey, I don't see CNN here with their cameras at the back. I don't see CBS standing up here in the background with the camera on these young people here today. I don't see any senators or representatives here today or the president here today. But I'm telling you, and so I tell you, you're a forgotten group. I said, you're a forgotten group. You're out of sight and you're out of their mind. Come on, university professors in our secular universities, and sad to say, in some of our supposed Bible universities and theological seminaries. Come on, somebody. Woo. They're not here today. They've marked you off the list. You hearing me? They said that bunch of conservative, crazy, backwoods, country kids, those radicals. Come on, somebody. Woo. They just said, well, they're no problem. They'll be all right. Just leave them to themselves. They kind of crazy anyhow. Come on, somebody. Shout out. So we are that valley of that forgotten bunch of young people. We're that valley that they've marked you off of their list. Come on, young people. The liberalistic society gone lustful mad has turned their backs on a bunch of teenagers like you and said, well, they won't do much no how. They won't hurt us anyhow. Come on, let them carry their little New Testament. Let them go to their little youth group. Let them go to their little churchified place. And that'll be all right. They won't bother us. They won't hurt nothing. But I got news for them. Hallelujah. This is the kind of valley that God likes to work in. I said, hey, this is the kind of place that's forgotten by society that God likes to move on the backside of a hillside in Judea. And the little ruddy headed, they tell us, some of them do tell us that Dave was kind of red looking and red headed. I don't know. He might have been a red man. Come on, somebody. Shout hallelujah. But that's how God likes to work. Everybody's looking at the big mouth folks, looking at the big shouldered guys and the beautiful pageant looking girls on television. But God likes to get out yonder on the backside. On the hillside, sitting under a tree. Amen. As a little boy, ruddy looking, you know. Amen. Strumming on his harp, singing worship songs to God and writing them himself. Somebody shout hallelujah. Everybody else is looking at those other boys. Everybody else is looking at those young people on TV today. Come on, somebody. But God is looking on this group of young people. He has found him a valley. A valley that's been forgotten, a place where they've been marked off the list. Come on, somebody. And God has sent me here, amen, to preach, amen, to declare, thus saith the Lord, until this place comes to life in the power of Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Oh, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, and tell them, say, we're going to give America anxiety attacks. Hallelujah. Come on. Look at your neighbor and say, let's do it like this. Say, we're going to give liberal America anxiety attacks. Do it again. I know I stuttered. Give somebody a high five and say, we're going to give liberal America and the liberal church world anxiety attacks. Hallelujah. Praise God. God likes to move in that atmosphere. He likes to move in that kind of place like he's moving here this weekend. Hallelujah. And the word of God declares that as he preached, the skin, the flesh, the bones came together, the skin, the flesh, all of it came up on the bones. But they just laid there. No movement out of them. They just laid there. Still dead. The only change was they had flesh and meat on their bones, and the bones came together, but they were still dead. But then God said to the preacher, he said, preacher, preach to the wind. Oh, come on. And just taking that at surface level of what he said, there's been times I've preached in some places, I was about ready to go outside and preach to the wind. Shout hallelujah. I'm preaching better, you're shouting. Come on, somebody. Woo. But he said, man of God, turn and preach, declare, prophesy to the wind. The wind is personified. The reason is because it is the third person of the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost is getting ready in this scripture. He's getting ready to come on the scene. Hallelujah. God said, I got them saved. I got them brought back together. I've got flesh on their bone, but they need some power. They need some power. They need some breath. They need some life. They need some authority. Oh, somebody shout amen. They're laying down. They need to get up. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. This is Saturday morning. You need to get up. Praise God. If you was raised with a World War II veteran daddy like I was, who still had old-time work ethics and old-time, old-fashioned ways, amen, raised during the Depression, worked in the fields, plowed with a mule and a check line and a plow and a mule and a check line in an open field, and he worked hard, and he quit in the third grade school, not so he could go home and watch television, come on somebody, all day, and play on his little game, what you call it, amen, anyway, praise God, not so he could go home, play on his cell phone. No, daddy quit in the third grade so he could go help make a living, amen, for his family of five children, a mom and a daddy, and a daddy who was lost without God and who was an alcoholic. Daddy quit in the third grade, grew up in the Depression. I mean, he had old-fashioned work ethics. He got saved, filled the Holy Ghost with my Choctaw Indian grandma. Come on, somebody. But I can tell you right now, whoo, daddy didn't believe in laying in the bed. Come on, somebody. He'd wake up during the week and he'd sit in the kitchen and he'd take his coffee cup and do like that on the table and he'd say, early bird gets the worm. Early bird gets the worm. Come on. Just drive my mama crazy. Come on, somebody. Then she'd on Saturday, mama'd holler back out of the bedroom. She'd say, Jeffy, just cause you gotta get up early, ain't no sign everybody else got to. Come on, somebody. Whoa, but I'm telling you, during the summer, that daddy was just carrying on them, but daddy meant business. During the summer, we didn't sleep till noon. Daddy coming there. Hey, man, after he got up a little bit, he'd come in there, shake the bed. All right, boys, time to get up. Sun's a shining. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you right now, God said they've been laying down long enough. It's time for them to get up. Somebody shout, it's time for them to get up. Oh, great God Almighty, it's time for them to get up, Ezekiel. Preach to the wind. Preach to the wind. Preach till the wind blows. That's what he was saying. Preach till the wind blows. Hallelujah. Preach until the wind blows. Preach until the wind blows. We need his presence. We need his life. We need his power. Preach, man of God, till the wind blows. Woo, hallelujah. In that forgotten valley. Oh, yes. That great Japanese general said after the bombing of Pearl Harbor and the loss of thousands of lives, that Japanese leader, general, whatever it was, said to one of his superiors, they were rejoicing because of what they were able to do to the United States of America. Woo. Their emperor had in his mind the rising sun flag is going to fly over Washington, D.C. Come on, somebody. But they didn't know who there's a messing with. There's a messing with the country founded by God for a reason, to send the gospel light. Shout amen, somebody. They didn't know who there's a fooling with. And they think we're going to fly that rising sun flag over that Washington, D.C. But oh, hallelujah, that general who was in charge of the plan that was enacted, he said to him with trembling in his voice, oh, but I'm afraid that we have just awakened a sleeping giant. Oh, shout Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Come on, young people. That's what the devil's saying this morning in the caverns of the darkness of the deep. Come on. Hallelujah. With his demon hordes, he's saying, I'm afraid. I'm afraid everything we've tried to do to destroy him, that we're just waking up a sleeping giant. Somebody shout hallelujah. God said, it's time for you to get up. It's time for you to get up. I know you've had problems and difficulties and trials, but it's time for you to get up. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, it's time to get up. Come on, say, it's time to get up.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. So he prophesied. He preached to the wind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, come wind and blow upon these slain. Blow. And all of a sudden, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, because God's everywhere. I said, God's everywhere. Shout hallelujah. And come and blow. All of a sudden, that same wind that blew into the upper room began to blow through Death Valley. Hallelujah. Began to blow through Lonesome Valley, Forgotten Valley. Hallelujah. And soon as it did, it said the breath of God came into those that were laying there. Come on, look at it. It said the breath came in them. And what they do, they stood up. Oh, you missed it right there. I said they stood up. Hallelujah. As long as that devil can keep you on your back, as long as he can keep you down, you hear what I'm telling you? He's all right with it. What he don't want you to get up. No, you didn't hear me. I said he don't want you to get up. He don't want you to get up. He don't want you to stand up. Hallelujah. But the Bible says they were full of the wind of the Spirit of God, full of the Holy Ghost, and they stood up. An exceeding great army. Why? What does standing up mean? Standing up means I'm in opposition to you. Shout hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. When I was in school, before I got saved, I never liked to be bullied. You see, well, I better not say that. Before I got saved, anyhow, filled the Holy Ghost at the age of 15, we had a remedy for bullies. Come on, somebody. We didn't need Hillary Clinton and the liberal Democratic and the liberal Republicans to intervene in the school. We had a way to deal with bullies. What was it? We stood up. Oh, y'all too quiet. I said we stood up to them. Still too quiet. I better come on down here. I said we stood up to them. Praise God. Said you pushed around the wrong one this time. You took the lunch money from the wrong one. You told me you back in the day in the 70s and 80s, they used to say your mama wears army boots. Amen. They'd say other nasty stuff about your parents. Amen. But you had to stand up to them. You done talked about the wrong mama today. They expect you to do like this. Like a whip puppy dog. But your mama wears army boots. I'm telling you right now, man. Today, you done talked about the wrong mama. Come on, somebody. Today it stops right here. Hallelujah. I didn't walk away. I didn't tuck my head and walk away like a whipped puppy. Somebody said, did you get whooped? I got whooped a few times. But I'll tell you one thing. When we got through with the fight, they knew they'd been in a fight. I might have got whooped, but they knew they'd got a hold of something. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, the devil is a liar. He's marching through our schools. He's mass murdering people across this nation. He's turning innocent minds to homosexuality and lesbianism. He's turning them to the ways of the world and immorality, and trying and is turning them against God, against the Bible. Hallelujah. But I come to preach. I come to preach until the wind blows and somebody stands up and says, today, 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 it stops right here, right now. Somebody shout hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. If you're in agreement, stand up. Right now, young people, stand up. Stand up across this house. Stand up across this house. Come on. Hallelujah. Lift both your hands toward heaven. Hallelujah. And say it with me. Devil, today, it stops right here. It stops right now. Give him praise in this house. Give the Lord praise. Come on, give Jesus praise. I gotta hurry, gotta hurry. That old songwriter, you can be seated if you want. That old songwriter wrote that old hymn. He said, stand up for Jesus. How many gonna stand up for Jesus? Because he stood up for you. Shout hallelujah. Stand up for Jesus. You soldiers of the cross, lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus. You soldiers of the cross, lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. stand up for Jesus. The trumpet call, obey. Force to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye that are men, now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Shout amen, somebody. Stand up for Jesus. Stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, young people. You dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor and watching unto prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Whoa! Shout hallelujah, somebody. Don't run from danger like you've seen on TV, on the newscast. Amen. I pray for those men's souls, those law enforcement officers' souls. No, law enforcement officers ain't like that, young people. Amen. Like you've seen on the news. Amen. But don't run from danger in Jesus Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. Come on. Walk back into that school and stand up for Jesus, and where the call and where the danger, be never wanting there. Let there never be the lack of Jesus Christ and the power of the gospel. Shout hallelujah in our schools. Hallelujah in our communities. Stand up for Jesus. He said in stanza 4, stand up. Stand up for Jesus. The strife will not be long. Brother Byerly, Brother Terry, this day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh, man, a woman, boy, girl, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. Stand up for Jesus, you soldiers of the cross. Somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, take a praise break. Lift your hands and give him glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Stand up for Jesus. Great God Almighty. Today, an incredible army marches to the beat. The author, Dr. Noel Jones, a good friend of mine, wrote a book about Jesus, and he said in this chapter entitled The Jesus Army, Dr. Jones wrote in this book, and I believe it serves in this subject today. Dr. Jones wrote and said, today, an incredible army. Look at the backdrop of our nation. I've just described to you today what's going on among our teenagers and our young people. I'm repeating, but listen to me. Look at those teenagers on that television, teenagers. Look at them standing there. They all, one boy stand up, giving a speech. He's all standing up there looking good, giving a speech. They all standing back, waving their placard. Look at them. They all standing. They're standing up for there's something. You hearing me? Why? Because we, as a church and as Christian Holy Ghost filled young people, we haven't given them what they really need to stand up for. And what we need is some teenagers to go from this retreat and stand up for Jesus. Somebody shout amen. A mighty army of God, Dr. Jones said today, an incredible army marches to the beat of another world. The rhythmic tramp, tramp, tramping of its determined warriors is not discernible to a planet engulfed in unorganized chaos and confused cadence in the midst of meandering and mediocrity. Are you hearing me? The stalwart soldiers of this great militia march steadfastly with certain steps toward a sure objective. Many of their number have demonstrated incredible courage in the face of roaring lions, intense fire, jail cells, cruel affliction, great destitution, or swinging swords. They have treaded upon hissing serpents, silent screaming demons, tramped in scorching deserts, lived in dens and caves of the earth, and suffered death in every possible way. And still, I said still, Pastor Marley, Pastor Goodwin, still that army marches on. Shout hallelujah. Great God, great God. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. What about this army? What about it? Paul wrote to Timothy, this army in Ezekiel stood up full of the Holy Ghost. What about this soldier in this army and the soldier of the cross? Number one, the soldier leaves. I said the soldier leaves some things behind when he becomes a part of the royal army of the King of Glory. Shout hallelujah. I said they leave some things behind when they become a part of this royal marching army that has marched for centuries and is still marching today. Come on, somebody. All you got to do, young person, is fall in step. Hallelujah. Daddy was an old GI, and he tried to tell us, he tried to tell us how they're marching. He said, yeah, they say left, right. I can't do it, see. Amen. I'll just say what Daddy said. I won't try to demonstrate it. Daddy said, left, right. He said, I used to do some drilling. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. Halt! Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm telling the Holy Ghost is in this house. I don't know if he'll get all of you up, but you've seen two girls up here today that got up last night and the devils are trembling. What have they done, Brother Tom? They've just joined in step. Hallelujah. With the mighty marching royal army. Come on, hallelujah. Covered by the blood of the Lamb, the King of Glory. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Oh, praise God. The soldier that comes, falls in step, leaves some things behind. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. I reiterate, or repeat rather, and reiterate in your hearing from the Amplified Commentary. It reads like this. No soldier in active service gets entangled in the ordinary business affairs of civilian life. He avoids them so that he may please the one who enlisted him to serve. Somebody shout hallelujah. Woo. That means you're going to leave some things behind. How many of y'all still with me, girls? Y'all still with me? Wave at me. Are you sleeping? No, don't wave. Don't wave. Still with me, boys? They leave some things behind. Because a good soldier of the Lord does not get involved, entangled with the affairs of this life, so that he may please the one who has called him
and chosen him. There's some things that you're going to leave behind. Oh, shout hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. There's some relationships that you're going to leave behind. Hallelujah. There's some boyfriend and girlfriend relationships that you're going to leave behind. There's some best friends that called you best friend that you're going to leave behind. I've been there. Come on, somebody. There's some things you're going to leave behind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've had that girlfriend wearing my class ring. Not Sister Tom. Not Sister Tom. Amen. Hold on, baby. Stay up with this illustration. Amen. You're my baby. Hallelujah. Come on. But I had a girlfriend. We was talking about marriage, wearing my class ring. But I found out I cannot be plain. Cannot be plain. She come to church. Come to the Assembly of God church. Oh, yeah. She wanted to wear my jacket. And we started dating and going out. I was 18. She was 19. And started wearing my class ring. We started dating. Whew. We was out on a date. She turned the radio on, and it was country and western music. There happened to be a third wheel, one of her friends, and I wasn't driving. But she turned country and western music on. I said, oh, great God Almighty. Come on, somebody. When I started dating her, she didn't hold the same standards that I was raised with, and I saw it. Come on, somebody. I was 18. I was called to preach. By that time, I'd preached in many churches and youth groups, and the Holy Ghost got to dealing with me. Come on, somebody. And when I finally drew the line, hallelujah, I left her behind. Somebody shout hallelujah. Would you shout amen, somebody? There's some things you got to walk away from. There's some things you got to leave behind when you fall in step with the master's army. Hallelujah. Some things that you're going to leave behind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, our general and master, Jesus left behind the splendors of heaven to come to earth. Jesus, when he began his earthly ministry, laid down his hammer and other tools of the trade, never to pick them up again. And he marched forward into a lost world. Peter, James, and John left their nets, hallelujah, and fell in step and marched with Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. Matthew left the Roman tax collector's table, just pushed it aside, fell in step, and began to follow him. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Oh, praise God. The Apostle Paul left his prestigious religious position in the then known church and followed Christ. He said, I count everything that I have had before I met Christ, I count it as waste. To me, nothing but Christ and him crucified. Jesus is all in all. And that soldier marched across the Roman world, fought hell, come on, thrown in prison, beat, abused, stoned, and left for dead. He fought demons. He said, I fought the beast of Ephesus. He was hungry and cold. Come on, rats ran around his toes in the prison dungeon cell. But Paul said, I will rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. I've left it all behind. It means nothing to me that I may win Christ. He left it all behind. And I'm hurrying. Stay with me. When you come to this army, you stand up in this army, you will endure hardness. You must endure hardness. What I'm about to give you real quick is discipleship 101. Young people, write these verses down. Come on. This is discipleship 101. Open your Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 11. The Lord doesn't hide nothing from you when you join his army. Come on, somebody. Matthew chapter 5, verse 11. Blessed, Jesus said, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you. And shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. For my sake, rejoice and be exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. That's what Jesus said. You are blessed when men revile you and when they persecute you and when they lie about you. Because they hate me. Come on, somebody. 1 John chapter 3, verse 13 says, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. Whew. My God. Endure hardness. John chapter 15, verse 18. If the world hates you, Jesus said, and they will, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Jesus said, is the servant greater than his master? They persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. John chapter 16, verse 33. In the world you shall have tribulation, trouble. Jesus said, you're going to have it. You're going to have trouble. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Oh, somebody shout amen. What he's saying, Brother Tom, when you get in this army, there's going to be some hardness. It's going to be hard. What do you mean it's going to be hard to live? No, there's going to be hardness come against you. There's going to be suffering. There's going to be persecution. People are going to mock you and laugh at you, ridicule you, lie about you, turn their back on you. Don't sit at the lunch table with you because you're a Christian, because you're one of those Holy Ghost-filled Christians. If you go to a secular college, I don't encourage you to do that, but if you go to a secular college, the professor, some of those professors are going to ridicule you. They find out you're a saved, washed in the blood, Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking Christian. They're going to ridicule you. They're going to put you out to shame you. Come on, somebody! Why? Because I'm in his army. Shout amen. Jesus' army. It's going to happen. It's going to come. But God's going to give you strength to endure hardness as a good soldier. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Don't give an inch. Don't budge. Don't give an inch, but stand up. You soldiers of the cross. Hallelujah. Our time is now. A revolution is now. I said a revolution must come now. And it's got to come from you young people. It needs to start from you. I'm saying it can't come from the adults. I'm believing it will. But we need a revolution from you young people. I've watched the news long enough. I've heard the news long enough. I love those teenagers. I pray they get saved. But I've heard about that long enough. I've heard it. I've heard it for several days now. I want to hear about some young people, hallelujah, that's standing up in the city square, handing out tracts, glory to God, having prayer meetings, seeking God, fasting, believing for a great awakening. One more time to sweep. Believing God, there's been four great awakenings in this nation. I'm looking for number five. Shout hallelujah to come from a bunch of teenagers at Truth Camp who said today it stops right now. We're standing up in the power. The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Somebody, young people, some of you young people, lift your hands and shout, it is enough. Come on, you mean men to shout, it is enough. I'm closing with this. It's time to come to the piano. Some weeks ago, I preached in, what's the name of that place? Getting old. I know, but what's the name of the town? It's a town in Arkansas with that name. Jonesboro, Louisiana. I knew I'd get it in a minute. Two heads better than one. Jonesboro, Louisiana. You know her. Pastor Sneed. Then we had revival. Woo! Great God Almighty. But one night, after church in the fellowship hall, a girl, 17 years old, sat across the table from me. Pastor, Sister Pastor Sneed said, I want you to hear her testimony. She said, come here, Caroline. Come here. Tell your testimony to Brother Tom. That girl began to tell me her testimony. Her mama was sitting there and said she had been playing varsity softball since junior high. She was that good. She played on varsity softball teams for the high school. She was that good. Hit, I don't know. I messaged her this morning because I wanted her to send me some facts. She may be watching, I don't know, but sent me some facts of how many home runs she hit every year. A bunch. She was the Sister Caroline was. Her mama told me as well, and her daddy, that they had great aspirations, even Caroline did, of going to college on a softball scholarship and achieving great things. Hallelujah. But then tears came to Caroline's eye. She began to recount her testimony to me. She said, but I got saved. I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Said the Lord began to deal with me about playing softball. She said, I went on a missions trip with Pastor Sneed and some of the others. Said when I went on that mission trip and came home, I was never the same. I came home from that missions trip and the Lord said, give it up. I'm calling you. She said, Brother Tom, the Lord called me to be a missionary. Oh, y'all missed it right there. That little 17-year-old girl, beautiful little girl, beautiful. She said, God called me to be a missionary. Tears streaming down her face. Her mama looked at me after, during that testimony, and she said, me and her daddy, both of them loved God with all their heart and loved the Lord. And they said, but me and her daddy, we talked and we prayed and said, surely she can play softball and be a missionary too. Caroline was praying. I love softball. Worked her way up in the ranks and got to the place to where she was going to get her letterman's jacket and have all the patches and of all of the awards and on and on and on and on. Going to get a scholarship. But God said, I'm calling you to my army to be a missionary. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And at some point, she would tell you, if she would hear today with tears in her eyes like she did mine, she said yes to Jesus. Come on, somebody. She felt the pull and she ran after the King and said, hallelujah, I will run for him. Glory to God, I'll carry the message of Jesus Christ. She said, I went back to my high school and told the coaches and the faculty, the administration, brother, they couldn't believe it. She said, still yet today, Brother Tom, I have them still coming to me. I can't believe. But I encouraged her. She said, sometimes she got under the weight of it. I said, don't do that. I said, when I was in high school, I quit playing basketball. Come on, to be a preacher of the gospel at 15 years old. I said, don't give up, Caroline. Don't quit. Don't give up. Keep going, baby. It's going to be worth it all, baby girl. Hallelujah. If you follow Christ, he'll never fail. Shout hallelujah. He will reward you.
Lord, I give you my
all. Shout hallelujah. Then her mama, Sister Byron, standing over there, she tucked her head. She said, Brother Tom, I got to tell you this. She said, the next missions trip, I went with her. Pastor Joel and the rest of them. She said, while we were there, her daughter got involved and was a part of But while we were there, she said, I don't know how many souls we see come to Jesus and get saved. Said, Caroline has told us God's called her to be a missionary. Her mama with tears in her eyes said, I don't know. Brother Tom, I don't know. And I really didn't know about what Caroline was telling us. But she said, I seen those people come to Jesus. Said, I went to lay down to go to sleep, and God said, what's worth more? Softball and awards are souls that come to Christ because your daughter has heard the call. Come on, somebody! Hallelujah. Caroline Smith is standing up for Jesus. 17 years old. She said, it stops today, right here, right now. I'm in the army of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. She's not ashamed of it. She said, Brother Tom, I tell him at school. I tell him about Christ. I tell him what he done for me. I tell him why I turned my back.
I will not withhold.
What a softball career. When you join this army, you're going to leave something behind. You're going to give something up. You're going to be endure hardness. You're going to sell out to Jesus. Huh? I'm trying to hurry. But this kind of preaching I heard when I was a teenager. Pastor Donnie Goodwood, Pastor Tommy Goodwood. This is the kind of preaching we heard when we were teenagers. When you get born again, you sell out to God.
Lord, I give
everything. But way before y'all's time. And these old folks might know something about it, but I got saved filled with the Holy Ghost. I had my own personal burning. Back in those days, we had Pentecostal burnings. Y'all remember them? I've been to a few of them. I had one for my own self. And I got saved 15 years old, filled the Holy Ghost. My job, my chore at home was to burn the trash. And so I got all of my rock and roll records. Y'all don't know nothing about this. 45 RPMs and those biggins. I don't know what they called them. For you to understand it, one young person of nowadays said they look like big CDs. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on. But I took all my rock records. I took all my rock. Here's one for you. All my rock 8-tracks. Y'all don't know what is he talking about? 8-tracks. 8-track cassettes. Amen. I bought an old Oldsmobile, 8 O's with 800 hard-earned sheetrocking money. And I look, when I bought it, I was so proud, I polished it. I told Mama, it's got an 8-track player in it. Come on, somebody. Tape cassettes. I had the Eagles. I had Charlie Daniels. The devil went down to Georgia. Oh, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. The devil went down to Georgia. Come on. I had all of them. And I had Billy Joel. And, you know, I took it all out, burned it in the trash, and watched this really. But I had one Billy Joel 8-track that I said, I'm not going to burn that. The spirit of darkness said, you don't need to burn that. Your uncle bought that for your birthday. So I just left it back in the back. Woo! I said, I won't listen to it. I won't burn it, but I won't listen to it. When all that other was burning, the Holy Ghost come to that burning with me. And he said, you know that 8-track Billy Joel tape, 8-track tape you got to, with him standing with the rock on the back. Said, go get it. Go get it. You've got to get rid of it all. You got to sell out to me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Follow Christ. Follow Christ.
I will not withhold.
What are you saying, Brother Tom? I'll give you the title of my subject right now. Next month, my boy will turn 18 years old. Some of you other boys will be 18 for long. You know what your 18-year-old boys have to do? Find the closest post office. Well, you can do it online now, I think. Back in my day, we had to go down to the post office, tell the postman, in my case, it was a postwoman, I'm 18 years old, Brother Donnie Goodwin. I had to tell her I just turned 18 years old, Pastor Goodwin, and I need one of them forms. I need to register for the draft in the U.S. Army. Come on, somebody. I signed my name, and I went to prayer meeting. Shout hallelujah. Oh, God, don't let there be no war. Come on, somebody. Till I get 50-ish. Amen. Come on, no, I'm playing. Some of you 18-year-old boys got to go online and go down to the post office, sign your name. My name is Karen J. Stop. I'm 18 years old. Your name. Landon. Forgive me, Landon. My mind's running 1,000 miles an hour on one track. Landon, you may already have to do it. My name is Landon. Neesmith. Landon Neesmith. I'm here. Of the Army of the United States of America. Somebody to fight its foes. Shout amen, somebody. Hallelujah. But you know, I'm not going to have them anymore, but down at the place where you go and talk to a recruiter, they have this white bearded man used to with the American flag hat, top hat, and it's like this, and it says, I want you. Uncle Sam, won't you? My subject title today is Jesus Christ wants you and you and you and you and you and you. Shout hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah to God. A Holy Ghost army, a standing army, a resistant force against the powers of darkness. Shout amen, somebody. Stand with me right now. All over this building. Hallelujah. Great God. You're here today, you say, I want the Spirit of God to fill me. I'm going to follow Him. I'm going to be a part of that army. I'll endure hardness as a good soldier. I'll leave everything behind. Some of you young people here today, you haven't yet given up everything. You haven't yet left everything. Oh, I didn't say you wasn't saved, but I said there's some things you need to let go of. There's some things you need to get rid of. There's some things you need to cut off yourself from. And you're going to do it today at this altar. While my wife's playing, you're here today. You say, Brother Tom, I've heard the call. And I know Jesus wants me, and I want Him more than anything in this world. If that's your desire, get out of your pews right now, your pew chairs, and come down here right now. Stand across here. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus, I'll be yours. Jesus, I'll be a part of those that stand up in this hour while they're marching for gun control and marching for homosexual rights and the Rainbow Coalition. Hallelujah. In my school, I'm going to march for Jesus. I'm going to stand up for Christ. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to have the wind of the power of the Holy Ghost to fill me. Hallelujah. Come on, young people, come on. Let the wind of God blow across this altar. Let the wind of God blow across this altar. Hallelujah. 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 I didn't come here this weekend on assignment from God, the Holy Ghost. I didn't come to, amen, to try to pat a cake with your flesh. Oh, no, 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 no. Come on, come on. I come to tell you, you can serve Christ in this hour. You can follow Him. Great God, you don't have to turn back. I come to tell you, He loves you and He wants you to follow Him. He wants you in His army. Praise God, praise God. He wants somebody that'll stand up for Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
He wants you to go back to your schools. He wants you to give. You don't go to public school, you go to Christian school. That's wonderful. Go back to your Christian school. Go back to your public school. Go back to your communities. Go back to the local church. Hallelujah. And make waves. Go back and make waves of revolution for God Almighty, for Jesus Christ. Amen. In the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, young people, go back home. Go to your prayer room. Pray and pray and pray. Go, hallelujah, stand in the Holy Ghost. Make revolutionary waves for God. We need a revolution. We need a great awakening. We need a great awakening. We need a great awakening. One more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil's crown is marching in the streets for a revolution.
He say,
but there's going to be an army of God that's going to stand and bring a revolution. It's going to bring an awakening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In all of those four great awakenings our nation has had, they always happen in a time like our nation's facing today. They happened, one of them, the first one happened back during before the Revolutionary War. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And more times than not, when the awakening came, it started with young men and young ladies. It started with preachers and church members who got tired of what the devil was doing in their cities, in their nation. Hallelujah. God has given us a reprieve in the White House. I didn't say a saved to build the Holy Ghost, but I can tell you right now, God's given the church an opportunity, a reprieve where we can stand. One more time. Send the awakening, God. Come on, girls, lift your hands and worship. Lift your hands and call on Him like it's your last breath. Hallelujah. Pastor Byerly of Country Tabernacle preached that message in Brother Joy's camp meeting. You've got to have a hunger for God. You've got to have a hunger for God. Come on, American young people. You don't know. Most of us don't know what it is, he said, to go hungry, to go 3 days or 5 days without food and feel the hunger pains. Come on, young people. We need to get that hungry for God. Get that hungry for Jesus. Get that hungry for the Holy Ghost. Woo! Hallelujah. Brother Byerly's daughter, Ashley, said on Facebook, she said, I went to fasting because I wanted to feel the hunger pains. I want to know what it is to hunger for God, to hunger for Jesus, to hunger for spirituality, to hunger for the Holy Ghost. Sister Caroline Smith, that 17-year-old girl in Jonesboro, Louisiana, found out what it was to have a hunger for Christ, for God, more than softball. Come on, somebody. Praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. God's going to change you. God's going to transform you. When you give your all to Him, amen, you'll look in the mirror, won't even be able to recognize yourself. Hallelujah. I said, when He transforms you, you sell out to Him and join His army. You won't be able to recognize the old you. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost breathing on people, young people, teenagers in this house. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, Brianna. Come on, Mary. Stay full of the Holy Ghost. Shout out to Him, young ladies. Shout out to Him, young men. Hallelujah. The great awakening, the voice of the crier. I said, in the beginning, a great awakening, there's the voice of the crier. I'm one of the voices of the crier. The bridegroom cometh. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Sell out to Him. We've got a window of opportunity. We've got a reprieve. God has stayed His hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
On my own.